Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than 1,000 workers in London have been asked to stay home after one of them who traveled through Singapore showed symptoms of COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus. A company in Japan has asked all employees in Tokyo to work from home. Germany's Lufthansa airline is offering employees unpaid leave to try to stem any future economic losses from the virus. Let's talk more about how companies in the U.S. are preparing with Renata Elias, Vice President and Senior Consultant at Marsh Risk Consulting. She's been working with clients on pandemic planning. So, Renata, what are you telling businesses to do to prepare right now?
First of all, I recommend that every organization start looking at putting together a pandemic planning team. This group really should be looking at sort of not only the vulnerabilities that could impact your organization, but also dusting off those plans and procedures. And if you don't have any, look at developing some procedures and plans to be able to respond to a coronavirus outbreak in the U.S.
Well, in fact, many people do have plans from the SARS outbreak in the early 2000s, and they might have those plans from there. But can you be more specific? I mean, these plans about, you know, how many employees can you afford to work from home? Do you have, you know, the software? There's software that enables people to work from home. See if you have the appropriate technology.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So when you're going through these plans, and a lot of this information will be included in your organization's business continuity plans, is really looking at what are your critical processes. Can individuals work remotely or work from home to be able to conduct those critical processes? Again, organizations need to be looking at that, but also testing to make sure that they are able to work from home.
We understand some businesses do this already. There's one I was reading about in the New York Times. They did a drill almost. Our offices has flooded. Everybody must work from home just to see how it would work.
Absolutely. And that is definitely best practice to be practicing this so that you know that you're able to handle that influx of folks that will need to work remote from outside of the office.
And what about preparing for the economic fallout? It was interesting to read that Lufthansa is sending some people home now in anticipation of economic issues down the road, not as much to prevent the transfer of the virus.
Yes. And I mean, that's all going to be, and this is why it's really important to have that senior executive leadership involved in making some of these tough decisions. Should we have employees that take an unpaid leave? Should we be giving them a paid leave?
What about protecting the employees you have inside the company from the virus coming in outside of the company? It was interesting to read that Sky Television, the British service, has begun screening visitors at its European offices. And so if somebody's recently traveled to China, they can't come in.
Yes. And this is important. Number one, and an organization's people are their number one asset. So it's really important that organizations take the time to address the people issues, such as keeping your people safe within the workplace. So part of that is looking at things as the proper way to cough, washing your hands. But if you are sick, the whole thing to really get on top of this is really to have people who are sick or who may be exposed to those that are sick to really stay home.
Yeah.
Stay home, self-quarantine, and social distance. If they know they're sick, there is no need to start the social distancing for broadly, but for those that have been exposed or may be exposed.
By the way, we understand that social distancing, in addition to the broad definition, means 6 feet away
with
the people with this virus. But what about a business like a restaurant or a hotel? We just are watching a huge hotel in Spain's Canary Islands on lockdown after an Italian doctor and his partner who visited tested positive. Businesses may have to consider not sending their workers home, but locking everybody in.
And that is something where we really encourage organizations to really adhere to their local health authorities. But yes, hotels, restaurants, they're all needing to at this point be looking at their preparedness plans and, of course, working in conjunction with their local authorities, health authorities.
Well, and these workers who are hands-on, and it was the same on the cruise ships, they're needed. You can't just decide to send half your waitstaff home and still be a restaurant, for instance, as you can send people home, let's say, from a white-collar office. So do insurance policies cover the cost to take care of guests for a long period of time or to you know, shut down a restaurant because your workers, you know, everybody's been ordered to stay home under quarantine?
I would really highly encourage all organizations to be reaching out to their insurance broker, their carrier, and asking them those questions.
So what are some of the other points that you want to make for businesses?
The last couple of things, which are really important, look at your business processes. Look at your external dependencies, your supply chain. Identify those areas of vulnerability and then put together some workaround strategies to address each of them. And lastly is really take that senior leadership group and conduct a tabletop exercise now, a hypothetical pandemic scenario. Walk through what a response would look like. Make sure that you identify any gaps that you may have in your planning or preparedness activities now and address them now, because the time is now to get prepared.
Renata Elias, Vice President and Senior Consultant at Marsh Risk Consulting. Renata, thank you.
Thank you very much.